failure to conduct financial sensitivity analysis and margin management, taking ownership of numbers annually and monthly and quarterly. Every good business needs a Marge. Who's Marge? Let's go back to upstate New York, where I grew up, 60 miles north of Syracuse. Dairy farm, little crew-cut dude. And I used to go to the John Deere dealership with my dad. And by the way, every dairy farmer in that area, who did they fear? Marge. Oh yeah, Marge Schwett. She kept track of the accounts receivable, the parts and the supply. But guess what? Marge kept that dealership in business. In the 1980s, we had a lot of what I'd call Marges. Now, we've got Marge and Marvin. But one of the things that'll happen is a lot of your bigger companies, bigger businesses, have turned the financials over to a CFO. And the owners and managers don't know what's going on. They don't have the ownership of numbers. You know what the other thing is? Oh, they're big. We've got to require audited financial statements. Now, audited financial statements are okay, but are they using the statements in business decision making? That's the biggest crutch I've ever heard. Here's the other thing. Sorry about this. I was down in Georgia the other day doing a deal. You know what the one of the producers says? Well, the government's going to take care of us. You know, farming the alphabet. And you know what another producer from Minnesota said? The government's always taking care of us. That type of mindset and attitude is not sustainable. You follow where I'm coming? Remember my theme. Can you get in the black without government? That is going to be, regardless of size of business.